Let there be light. And that's how we're starting the podcast today. It is me, G Money.
Andy Young.
Big C.
Okay.
Sorry, I almost forgot right there.
No doubt. Fam, let me tell you. My new thing, fam. I'm done with everything. If we die, we die. That's my new thing.
Also,
bro, I went downstairs yesterday, right? I went downstairs yesterday. And this is probably the first time I've been out of the house in 10 days, right? My eyes took like a good few minutes to adjust to the natural light and shit. Like, I'm seeing like these blind spots in my eyes and shit. I'm like, oh my gosh, this is my Ray Charles moment. Like,
this is heaven. This is heaven.
This is how it goes. And it made me think like, fam, like COVID has really put our life on pause. I'm like, fuck it, if we die. I was speaking to my neighbor, I'm like, yo, if we die, we die. Today, I got up, I went to the gym, bruv.
Wow.
Oh, you went to the gym? Yeah, after how long?
Like, first time.
After how long?
First time in like 6 months, bro.
Yo, bro, on Friday while we did the
morning,
show,
bro.
G told me how many kgs he is. So fam, I'm so proud that you went.
That is not for public consumption.
Okay, baby elephant.
But bro, you know what's crazy, fam? So I walk into the gym, right? You know, ain't been there for 6 months. Pick up those heavy weights. Ready to do some shoulder raises, bro. Fam, I put those weights down real quick. I went for the baby weights, bro.
You're feeling it.
Fam, yo.
You had to eat that humble pie in it.
I'm totally with you on that one. Because you know with COVID, right? It's now been about 5 months of us guys working from home. And you know the thing about working from home is, first and foremost, walking is taken out. So you know how you take the stairs, you'd walk here, walk there. Yeah. Bro, it's not that we live in a west wing and the studio is in a right wing.
Yeah, even
the bedroom's right there.
Even though I don't miss those days of getting to the office and the elevator's not working.
It's not working.
You've got to walk up 8 flights.
8 flights is not a joke. Yeah. I am with you on that one. I'm currently trying to actually get a bike.
Right.
Because, bro, I'm not even going to lie. The cleaning lady came through this morning, right, to clean. But at some point yesterday, I was looking for t-shirts to wear. And when I wore t-shirts, my tummy was just out there. Like, I'm just feeling
bad. You know my housey, like, she's been with me for, like, the last, like, 12 years. So,
yeah.
Like, there are no areas that are unbound. Today, she said to me, she saw me getting my stuff ready and she's like, oh, you're going to the gym? And she's like, yeah. I said, yeah. I said, you know what? I'm tired of being in the house. I'm going to go to the gym like 4 times a week. Just to go. That's all I'm doing. I'm not going to go out there and, you know, throw pies and shit.
Yeah, too much. Yeah.
You know what she said to me? She said to me, yeah, because you used to go to the gym, but now since COVID, you've just let yourself go.
And you know women notice more, eh?
Bruh, I was like,
oh, they just keep quiet. They don't say it until an opportunity presents itself, bro. And so he did.
I just said to her, have you seen my car keys?
You've let yourself go?
Have you seen my car keys? I was just like, yo, how do you say that to me? Like, you let yourself go.
Jeez. And you know, it's that point where people are telling you, you got to treat your body like you want it to treat you. You know,
fam,
if you put garbage in, it's garbage out. Bro, KFC tastes so good though. Bro,
but does it? Does it though? Like,
actually, does it though?
What do you mean, does it?
Honestly, no. KFC, whatever, if you're a KFC person, and I am. Okay, as a matter of fact, oh yeah, I got a phone. Yeah, I definitely am. We love KFC, guys. We love KFC.
All day.
A budget coming true. But you know, the thing about it is it's like anything you have too much definitely loses its shine, innit? So for me,
yeah.
I'm back on a calorie deficit diet, whatever it's called. I'm back to you know, writing down what I eat. Drinking water, not drinking juice. I'm just gonna go. You know what? I've been thinking about this. Now's the time to go for it. Like, if I put in the work between now and December, by the time I go for that beach holiday in December, those shorts that can't fit me no more.
By the way, true story, you guys need to change my name.
To what?
I'm about to start calling myself Big Head.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Ain't no way, bro. I'm changing your name on my phone to Big Head, bro. Ain't no way, bro.
I don't even want to ask why.
Yo, I, no way, bro.
I'll take it. It's fine. No. I don't even want to ask why, bro.
I need to explain.
No, I'll ask why.
No, you guys call me big head. Because here's the thing. Mm. Yesterday, I went to a store called Decathlon at the Hub.
Okay,
right?
I know Decathlon.
So yeah. I've decided I'm buying a bike because I want to exercise. For me, I've loved exercising. Do you remember when I used to do it like religiously, right? So I spent 30 minutes trying on different helmets. Clearly, my head is big.
Bike helmets. Fam, we're glad.
No way, bro.
We're glad to know that it's bike helmets that we're talking about, fam.
I can't find a big head helmet.
Because if suddenly you became a big head in that department, fam, I would go to see the urologist.
You know suddenly, I mean? Is there something you know we don't know, bro?
Fam, let me tell you. You know, men act like that there's not like dick doctors. Come on, women will say gynecologist. None of men don't like to say urologist. Why you go to the urologist? Yeah.
By the way, would you guys get a vasectomy? Totally related.
Totally random. Totally against everything we discussed as well. But nah, I wouldn't.
Neither would I, bro.
Andy,
bring the picnic to them. Let them come. Bring the picnic to them. Would you? my uncle got one.
Would you, Calvin?
My uncle got one. He's got 10 kids though, and he got one after.
Oh,
eight.
He didn't work on him.
Got one after 8, fam. Got two more,
so it untied itself.
The extra two.
You know what? I don't know if he's lying, fam, because you know what? Like, I don't know if it was to save his marriage at the time, but he was like, yo, I got a vasectomy and shit. But then he had two more kids, and I'm like, huh?
Two more, bro, and they ain't twins.
And they ain't
there twins. Was a number 9 and a number 10.
I'm telling you, man. But then, speaking about, like, you know, kids and mamas and daddy, fam, Beyonce, we got to talk about Beyonce. I know that it's not the usual material for the podcast, but we need to talk about Beyonce.
Hey, be
first and foremost. So I tweeted this out today. So let's even give context. So Beyonce dropped a 1 hour video. Can we call it a music video?
Yeah.
A visual project, visual album.
Visual, yes. Yeah. So I hadn't watched it when everybody was talking about it, but I watched it this afternoon.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And I'll tell you this. It's amazing, but we need to give Kanye West props.
Why is that?
Kanye did it fast.
With
Runaway, the 30 minute video. Ah. Bro, when I watched it, I was just like, wow. That was literally, remember when Kanye did that and everybody was just like, oh my God, what is this? Like, Kanye is actually very visionary.
True.
Fam, when you watch it, you can just see, because it just took me back to that Kanye, and I was like, bro, listen, Kanye actually experimented with that, a 30 minute. But anyway, let's bring it back to Beyonce.
So let me ask you, you said you watched it this afternoon, right? Where did you watch it?
Oh,
Good question.
I'm going somewhere with this. Where did you watch
it? All right. So on my Amazon Stick, I have an app called Cinema. Uh-huh. So Cinema is like one of those
cracked
Well, I wouldn't really call it a cracked app. It's like legit 1, 2, 3 movies for the hustlers. So, you know what I'm saying?
For the hustlers.
No. Yeah. That's fine. That's fine. Me, on the other hand, knowing how like un-hustler I am these days, I went and downloaded Disney Plus. $6.99.
Oh.
So by the way, what I did was I unsubscribed from. I realized I've been subscribed to Amazon Prime in 3 different countries. Amazon was just taking my money like a nonsense. I had Amazon Prime in the UK, Amazon Prime in Dubai, and Amazon Prime in the States. You'd have thought that that wasn't even possible, but it was. So they were getting an easy $20-$30 from me every month. And I never watch Amazon Prime. In fact, the only thing that I use on Amazon Prime, because obviously we're in the 254, it doesn't speed up your shipping. The only thing I use on Amazon Prime is the Audible book. You get like 2 Audible book credits every month. So I use the audio books. So I got rid of Amazon Prime. I downloaded Disney Plus. In my mind, I'm like, I'm downloading it. I'm watching Beyonce. Then I'm subscribing. But then I saw Star Wars.
Oh.
And 30 episodes of The Simpsons. And I was like, I might keep this for a little
Might
while.
As well.
Just for 1 month or so.
So, but that's so 699.
Yeah, 699. But here's the first thing, bruv. Beyonce did The Lion King, the gifted her own personal soundtrack, right? No yeah. East African artist on it. I'm not even going to fight that fight. That's not my fight to fight.
Mm-hmm.
But mm-hmm. bearing in mind that Lion King is based in East Africa, I think they've
Pride
got about,
Rock, yeah.
they've got, in West Africa, they've got like five lions that they share between 30 countries.
Bro, they don't have no lions in Nigeria.
They probably ate them. I mean, like,
yeah.
I know in Ghana, they used to have lions. Who's the, no, they're black stars. Anyway, I know that when it comes to West Africa, lions are limited, in limited yeah. supply.
Yep.
They've the, got the plenty they've got loads right of, here in East Africa.
Loads of planting and them thing there. Yam, yeah, they got all of that, but they got no lions, you get me? So first of all, Bear, a couple South African artists on the album, but Bear West African artists. Cool, I'm not going to fight that fight. That's not my fight. But if you're celebrating Black is King and you're celebrating Mama Africa and you know all of the James Earl Jones clips in the thing and the guy in the Zulu outfit growing up and stuff, fam, you would at least think that you'd put it on a platform that is available in Africa.
Accessible.
In Africa. Yeah. Readily, yeah, yeah,
so,
yeah.
So obviously my Fire Stick is on a VPN, so that's how I can download Disney. Because if I didn't have it on a VPN, it would have said, I'm sorry, this content is geo-blocked in your area. Like what,
exactly.
Like what Hulu tried.
Yeah.
Yeah, but see, you see, that's my first point. Then what pisses me off, and this is not even an attack on Beyonce, what pisses me off is Beyonce's fans. Somebody tweeted, let's stop calling her Beyonce and just call her Mama Africa.
Oh,
I
hell
take
no.
offense to
that's
that
abomination, bro.
Shit, especially coming from Americans.
Mama Africa.
What? Fam.
Quick question. Quick question. when we talk about racism in the States, yeah, blacks be talking about the fact that Caucasians and them want to use the black culture only where it benefits them, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Is this the same thing that's currently happening because she is owning the African culture?
It is exactly the same thing. And you know what? The reason I'm not mad is because her artistic expression is
superb.
Sick. No doubt.
It's crazy.
And if, even if you listen to the album, no lie, Burna Boy's jam on that album is fire.
Fire.
Shatta Wale as well. That's a good look for Ghana. So
shout out Yemi as well.
Yemi on it as well. So I'm embracing, even though Yemi's doing her thing anyway, she got tunes with Rick Ross and all these
she's
people.
Good.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, but she said.
If there was a modern Mama Africa, forget the era of Miriam Makeba and Angelique Kidjo and them people there, the only person I personally would call Mama Africa right now would be Yemi. Because Yemi, as a matter of fact, one of her
she's the embodiment of Africa.
One of her albums, I think, is called Mama Africa. Everywhere you go, London, USA.
Oh, that's such a big tune
like
as well.
Africa,
she has an album called Mama Africa.
That's what I said. She has an album called Mama
Africa. She's got an album called Mama Africa.
Who are these unstudied Americans who are talking about, you know, Beyonce has used all of this imagery of Africa.
Yeah.
She ain't used no African airports. Yeah. Unless, you know, for them, it's SA. If it's not SA, it's nowhere. I think she must
have. You saw the big poster about people saying that musicians, when they say, oh, we're doing a world tour, right? And they paint the globe. Fam, they only do the States. They do a part of Europe. We're talking about like Germany.
Western Europe.
Western Europe.
They gotta
they're
go
not in Russia.
Oh, hell no.
They're Russia for who? Uzbekistan, India.
They used to go to Russia, but Putin.
Have you
like,
ever had Jay-Z performing in Israel?
I don't know. No, well, Tel Aviv used to have a good scene because I've been to Tel Aviv. Lebanon used to have a crazy party scene, even though that's not Israel.
When they say Africa, they're just touching the tip SA. Right there. Yeah, Africa light.
Yeah.
South Africa is not Africa, bro. Yeah. Yes, it's Africa, but you know what I'm saying. Yeah. You know, this brings into conversation, back in the day, 2010 World Cup, remember when they went and gave Shakira
the World Cup song?
The World Cup song.
Yeah.
And you had Kanan, which was the unofficial World Cup
waving
song.
Waving the flag,
what are you doing? Fam. So, for me, I'm mad at Beyonce because they've really exhausted America.
Mm.
And they're like, what's a new frontier? Africa. Mm. Let's go Africa, out yeah. there and push something. As in, what is that?
Yeah, I feel you, bro.
Bro, she was born in Texas. There's nothing African about her other than her heritage, bro.
Fam, you didn't see
what's her staple food?
Fam, but you know, there's one thing she got right in the video, though, like completely right in the video. Nobody can ever deny her in the video. Is she got the color of the Nigerian flag right when she painted that guy green. That was the perfect Niger green. There was
no, that was it.
You know what I mean?
Also, yo, she hit the Zanku and legwork proper. Like, yeah, yeah, I have to give that to her.
But Beyonce's a dancer.
Yeah, she's a good dancer. Yeah, she's a great dancer. I have to give that
she's
to her.
She's a hard worker. Mm. But you know who's a real star out of that whole documentary?
The kid.
Ivy. Let me guess.
Oh, I love Ivy.
Mm. Oh, yeah, but, you know, like, Ivy does her thing, man. She's going to be... You know, you can see kids' personalities from far, and Ivy's going to be... she's gonna be a little bit of a handful,
a star,
yeah,
a handful.
Yeah, she's gonna be a star.
What are you trying to say? I see you mincing your words. Are you afraid of the hype,
bro? They're trying to be politically correct,
fam. You know,
they're gonna come either way, bro.
You know what, bro? Mm. You know, I know we touched on this on the podcast a few weeks ago, fam. Wiley, speaking about being politically
correct, you still have strong sentiments about Wiley. I've been seeing your stories, bro.
It's like Wiley is being thrown through the mill in the UK.
Through.
You know, his in social media accounts have been stopped.
Deactivated.
He's been permanently banned from a few platforms. I'm not even gonna lie. I'm a bit pissed off with the UK right now, and I'm a bit pissed off with everybody in terms of how Wiley's been treated and. Let me break it down for you, and I'm kind of reading what I wrote yesterday because I've wanted to comment on this for so long, but I couldn't find the right word. You know what Wiley did and what Wiley said, and you know his frustration with his manager was super poorly articulated. He shouldn't have said a lot of what he said. A lot of it was indefensible, anti-Semitic remarks. Yes, you know, no race should be stereotyped. That's, we know that, right? But
fact,
I don't think he should be crucified, you know, especially from sections. There are people in the media right now who are tearing him apart, who've never heard of Wiley, who've never followed Wiley, who've never had anything to do with Wiley, and don't know his erratic nature online, you know what I mean? And his antics he's kept up. Now, they sent a black guy from Sky to interview Wiley. Hold on, I think this is a delivery. Mm. Hold on 1 second.
Okay.
Ghetto Podcast. Hello? Hello. Yes. Yeah. Hold on.
Does he ring?
Who rings the bell like three times at the same time? Like at a go. Once is enough, bro.
I am so unshowered.
Ugh. Why, Calvin? Why?
Because I work from home, Andy.
No, like, why let us know, bro?
I should give you my
choice
for the next 1 month.
You had the choice of not saying that you are not showered, bro.
Sorry.
Why would I hide that I've not showered?
My package has... Sorry. My package
podcast.
Is arrived.
Oh! Finally!
Fam, I'm leaving all this in. Fam, don't let me start venting about DHL.
Oh, shit. You gotta cut it. I said I didn't shower.
You didn't shower? No, I'm not cutting it.
That's what he said.
It's staying the way it is. Maybe I'll cut it on the audio, but on the visual... I ain't cutting shit. It's too much work, right? This package arrived in Kenya 10 days ago. It took 3 days to get from New York to Nairobi. It took 10 days to get from Nairobi Airport to my house. Oh, man. But I'm happy.
Banana Republic, bro.
Oh, man. This is just to get. So as I'm saying about Wiley is that, to go back to the whole Wiley conversation, for those of you who are listening, if you're not fans of the UK music, just do a little bit of research on who Wiley is and what he represents. What pisses me off with the Sky News interview that he did was that the black guy, they sent a black guy to interview him, which is a stereotype vibe anyway. And this black guy just went and did what his masters asked him to do. He's just like, yo, you know, are you apologetic? This, you know, and you know how Wiley expresses himself? Again, another poorly executed interview, right? Mm-hmm. I'm pissed off with the one extras. the Capital Extras and the black music stations of the UK, who, if it was Wiley clashing with Stormzy or Wiley clashing with somebody else, they would have been the first to go to Wiley to get drama. But on this case, when the people who work for those stations, whom Wiley knows for over 20 years, 15 years, would have been able to unpack what Wiley's
whole
situation was about. You see what I'm trying to say? Because I don't think he expressed himself poorly, right? But his anger his anger was directed at his manager, not at every
Let me ask you this. So the Sky News sent a guy to interview him. Is this someone with like an entertainment background or knows about music?
It was just
a
black reporter.
A black reporter.
You know, like,
so who probably does not understand everything about the culture.
The BBC has had people like Nesta McGregor. By the way, being an entertainment reporter, I'm not talking about what I say that they should have sent somebody. You don't necessarily have to send a black person. You can send a white person who's as versed in that music. You could have sent someone like you could have sent Ace. You could have sent Dotty. You could have sent Nesta McGregor. There are so many people who I can just flip off the top of my head the BBC could have sent. If it was beef, they would have sent somebody. You know what I mean? So my thing about it is, and this is the key point, because my anger was a bit unfounded, because I was like, why is it that when black people are going through stress, and why is it when you mention Jews, it's the world explodes? And then I've realized, even I was making a mistake, I don't want the Jewish response or how Wiley's treated by the Jews to come down to the same level of how black people are treated. I want black people's standards to be raised, so that when someone like Katie Hopkins or anybody who makes racist remarks on Twitter is found out, they face the same exact
energy
penalties that Wiley has faced. Do you know what I mean? That's my only point. Come with the same energy.
There's a double standard.
Double standard. So I didn't want to talk about Wiley, but here we are talking about Wiley, because I've been wanting to say something for a long time. I just haven't known how to articulate it. You know what I mean? For real. All right. Now, we're not running into a full episode length on this podcast. What else have we got to talk about today?
That was it.
That's it, bro.
Just me venting.
Like, if we go on, it's gonna be a whole episode, bro.
Don't tell me I spent the whole.
We have to leave it at that venting point so that the point is taken. Because if we start talking about speakers right now,
wow,
it's gonna take away from the whole conversation, bro.
All right, let me vent. Exactly, man. For real. All right, one other thing though, and one other thing that's pissed me off today. One final vent, bruh. Hasn't a company bought Jiffy, the GIF company? You know the GIFs, you know, when you use GIFs.
Yeah, I know GIF.
I want everyone listening to the podcast today, and I saw this on Twitter, by the way, everyone who's listening to the podcast today, I want you to Google Africa on GIF, or just put into your GIF search engine Africa. What the?
Yo, let me tell you, I just did that. Up. Let me tell you some of the craziest things that are on there. There's a video of George Bush dancing. There's a video of Leonardo DiCaprio saying, "This is Africa," in the movie Blood Diamond.
Fam. Systemic racism.
As in, George Bush appears twice.
Can we have some?
There's
cool
even
shit.
Shakira.
Can we have some cool shit? Like, when you do that shit.
Let me even try my phone.
I'm done, fam. I think I've done enough today. I've cast enough, man. So, for everyone who listened to the Monday Minnesota as well, remember how when we started, it used to be 10 minutes long? You guys became spoiled? Nah, no more.
Yeah, they asked for more.
Nah, we've given you enough.
Give them more.
The most you're going to get on a Monday now, the most you're going to get on a Monday is 20 minutes.
Yo, let's go back to that GIF part.
Oh, here we go.
Imagine how long I had to scroll to see Nelson Mandela. As in, they can't even put Nelson Mandela at the top. George Bush is at the top. Fuck.
It's nuts, man. It's definitely nuts. Listen, I want to...
George Bush appears thrice before Mandela.
Shall I unbox
Mr.
this shit?
Mr. 27 years in Robben Island.
Shall I unbox this shit live on... Sorry, on air? You think it's nothing? Okay. It's nothing exciting. So this is, I'll cut this out of the audio one, but for the visual one, first of all, it's a big box.
My God, he's so excited.
As you can see, it's a big box.
I know, right?
Why? Please be a bit gentle. Be a bit gentle.
Look at this. Airbags.
Oh.
Wow.
Airbags.
airbags. Safety first, bro. Safety first.
More airbags. Bruh, this box has got more airbags than a Tesla.
The actual content.
Bruh, imagine.
What did Elon Musk do to you, bro?
It's a cable.
Oh.
So all those, oh my goodness. It's a cable. All those airbags.
Yeah, it's a cable. Oh, wow. And it's also a cover.
A cover.
For my Rodecaster Pro, which we use to record this podcast.
Nice. Safety first.
That's the end of the visual podcast. That's the end of the audio podcast. This has been the Monday Minnesota. Myself, G Money.
And Young.
And Big C.
We out the building. Peace.
I thought it was Big Head, bro.